11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5 of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Even with our every four-year ritual that we perform tonight right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about 45 minutes, so it'll be before that midnight hour. It'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're wrapping up the radio obituary year with a backlog, but that's okay. We did the best we could. We'll just work with these obits that we've got and roll whatever's left into next year. It's fine. It's not like some kind of hard accounting close. It's not like having to wrap up an election on Election Day. Hey, Election Day. That's right. Tonight, it's our quadrennial favorite, David Peel and the Super Apple Band with John Lennon for President. We play it every 4 years, the weekend before the election. Why would we do it any differently this year? It's nice to have something that's working the way you expect it to this year. And that's what we're going to do here tonight. So sit back and relax. We'll jump right into John Lennon for President, come back and have a little visit at the end of side one, and then come back after that and do said radio obituaries. Hopefully everyone will enjoy this little slice of life from 1980 that feels like it should be from 1972. But it's not. It's David Peel and the Super Apple Band, John Lennon for President, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
For many years, we have been sinking into crises. Yet we hear no clear summons from the center of power. Aims are not set. The means of realizing them are neglected. Conflict and direction confuse our purpose. Government falters. Fear spreads that our leaders have resigned themselves to retreat. This country is not prepared to sound retreat. It is ready to advance. It is willing to take a stand, and so is he. Therefore, I take the course compelled by events and by his commitment to public life. Today, 12 o'clock midnight, New Year's Day, 1980, I formally announce that I am nominating John Lennon for President of the United States. shape, this cannot happen, but I know it can be done. John and Yoko are good people, sharing life with everyone. You may shake, this cannot happen, but I know it can be done. John and Yoko are good people, sharing life with everyone.
Art has its own life, you know, but at the same time, art which doesn't have any message that is involved with the society is not art, you know, because art is just a form of communication, and the form of communication that brings about understanding and awareness among the people, mm-hmm. and especially it's a form of communication to really communicate. In other words, you see, I believe in total communication is peace, you know, yes. because while people are in a violent state of mind, there'll never be peace. And a violent state of mind is only an outcome of misunderstanding and not enough communication, you know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
America.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in the flip side area of our quadrennial favorite, David Peel and the Super Apple Band, John Lennon for President. And why not, I say? Why not? As I was thinking about playing this week, I realized that because of the fact that I pre-record the show now and do the show the way that I do, that I no longer get to do what might be your favorite part of this process. I don't know. But I no longer get to do the thing where I flip the record live on mic. I even thought about going back into the archives and finding a previous episode where I do that and slip it in here and make you think I actually did it, but that took too much work. So I didn't do it, because that's how I am these days. Got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm sure that you do too. Hopefully you've all done everything you can in this election to get yourself registered, and hopefully you've already voted. If you have a ballot in your hand at this moment, you need to deliver that to wherever it needs to go, stat. If you're planning on voting on election day, you know the drill. Make sure you have comfortable shoes, clothing for the appropriate temperature, something to sit on if you need it. Do the thing, do it right. Take care of yourself in the process, please. You're very important to me, you know. So with that, we're going to jump into side two of John Lennon for President, come back and start those radio obituaries. And it's all going to happen right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice for rock and roll, ensure domestic tranquility through rock and roll, provide for the common defense of rock and roll, promote the general welfare in rock and roll, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our rock and roll posterity. Do ordain and establish from the Rock and Roll Party our nomination of John Lennon for President of the United States of America as a candidate in the 1980 presidential election.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of men. Imagine all the people sharing all the wealth. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday join us, and the world will live as one.
John Lennon for president. I hope someday you join us and the world will live as one.
John Lennon for president.
Is in your head, and I'll tell you that there's nothing that surprises me. In other words, everything that you tell us will be something that we heard of.
You even know? even when somebody like a Dylan or a famous writer that you've read when you were 18, if you read Satter or somebody like that, and then they tell you something that you thought that it's like a revelation, like it's written in a line of poetry or something, but it always is something that you know inside. That they've just affirmed for you, right?
Yeah.
Like on any trips, whether they're chemical or anything, things that you discover or self-awareness, all those things that you've already known, right? So it's like nobody's telling you anything new. It's like a scientist doesn't discover anything new. He only discovers what's already there. So it's always like, when you get some buzz from some great film or record or something, yeah, that's right. He might express it in a way that suits you better, but it's something that nobody can tell you nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's the difference between
scientists and discovered nature.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And art is too,
Yeah.
The difference between creation and discovery, really.
Yeah, that's why Yoko's always saying, artists don't create, they revalue.
Yeah, right.
She says, like, a man can destroy, a woman can create, have a baby.
Right.
But an artist revalues. He doesn't create anything. That's why her work and mine, through the influence of hers, but mainly still hers, she doesn't present a finished art object to people and say, this is what this great mind thought, please worship it. She presents something for them that it does not function, for them to work on, it doesn't function until they do something with it. And, all these artists going around saying, this is my sculpture, and they
bow down,
and this is a, woman fallen, and they have a bit of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. Imagine there's no evil, only rock and roll. Imagine all the countries living peace on earth. Imagine all the countries living peace on earth. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. Imagine all the leaders everywhere. No more fighting wars again, just a world to share. Imagine all the people living in utopia. Imagine all the people living in utopia. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. Imagine everybody being happy, never sad. People living for each other, always being fair. Imagine everybody being everybody's friend.
got his friends. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president. John Lennon for president.
Up our quadrennial favorite. It's just fun to say that. It was David Peel and the Super Apple Band with John Lennon for president, recorded back in 1980, as true today as it ever was. You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and as I warned you at the top of the program, we are going to roll right into the radio obituaries now because we still got a lot of them. We're not going to get through everything, but it's going to close up the radio obituary year, at which point two members of our ever and beginning staff, our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, who's been a rock star through this whole end of the obit year business, helping out with the backlog. Lots of you have, but man, he came through and did ridiculous amounts of work to make my life better. He's nice. He truly understands the concept of it's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. He gets that. But then again, you all do. But I digress, as often I do. But he's going to be working on the opportunity. He's going to prepare. He's going to pave the way for your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., to poll you, to find out which of the radio obituaries from this year that we're wrapping up tonight are going to be included in the radio obituary retrospective coming up on the Saturday night following Thanksgiving. It's a thing we do every year now, and the polling is very important. You must take the poll. Freddie would have it no other way. But you'll be seeing that poll popping up over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group soon enough. And you'll let us know which obits you'd like to hear again this year, and I'll put it together to the best of my ability to do so. It's been a bit of a messy year, as one might imagine, But I'm sure we're going to make it work. We always do. Somehow. Somehow. But now it's time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. I'm going to start off the way I always do, well, except for last week, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial Radio Obituary is for Stan Kessler, the American musician, record producer, and songwriter who started out at Sun Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, co-writing several of Elvis's early recordings, including I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone, and I Forgot to Remember to Forget. He played guitar and bass on hit records by Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis. He founded his own record labels in the 50s. He started Crystal and then two more labels, Penn and XL. In the mid-60s, he found success with XL producing Woolly Bully and several other hits by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Stan Kessler just passed away at 92. It's the initial Radio Obituary for him. Oh, starting with monkey content right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I saw a monkey and a baboon sitting in the grass. Monkey stuck his hand in the baboon's pocket, got him a dollar and a half, ain't he a dog? A dirty dog. He's a mean old dirty low-down shaggy dog. Well, I'm walking down Main Street, looking down Beale, looking for my woman, and they call her Lucille. Ain't she a dog? A dirty dog. She's a mean old low-down, dirty, shaggy dog. Sam looked like she was cutting out with that brown-eyed handsome man. Ain't she a doll? A dirty doll. She's a mean old low-down, dirty, shaggy doll. Well, it's early in the morning, about sunrise, looking for my baby, tears in her eyes. Ain't she a doll? A dirty doll. She's a mean old low-down, dirty, shaggy dog. I thought I did. Myself a promise that I'd soon forget.
hit you, then the left one will. Ain't gonna move. Ain't gonna move. I told you once before, you can't get through this door. Ain't gonna move. Ain't gonna move. Ain't gonna move. You better stand still.
Keep on playing, let that record roll around. Let my baby keep on saying, she's a lonesome gal in town. Let her know that I'll be waiting when my lonely days are through. Let the jukebox keep on playing till I'm holding you. Oh, let those honky-tonking angels be the girls I'll ever love. Let them know it's you I'm craving, it's you I'm dreaming of. Let them know that I'll be waiting when my lonely days are through. Let the jukebox keep on playing till I'm holding you. Baby, keep on saying she's a lonesome gal in town. Let her know that I'll be waiting when my lonely days are through. Let the jukebox keep on playing till I'm holding.
We'll be right back. Somebody help me.
Never know.